This rural intersection along Highway 6 east of Adel is where Ortonville once stood, essentially the headquarters of a traveling circus operated by the Orton family for the better part of a century. At one time, more than 40 talented Ortons were part of the road show, horseback riders, acrobats, trapeze artists, and musicians. In this recording from the Library of Congress, a family member demonstrated his musical expertise.
This record was made by Mr. Thomas Mann in Ortonville, Iowa, in July 1937 for the Special Skills Division of the Farm Security Administration as an illustration of music made on the dulcimer.
Several dulcimer selections are in the Sidney Robertson Cowell Collection at the American Folklife Center. Except for a band called the Ortonville Circus, the town has vanished, but the hammered dulcimer survives.
A hammered dulcimer is about 2.5 feet long on the long end and trapezoidally shaped.
Eric Saylor is a musicologist at Drake University.
It's got about 75 strings, which are set up in courses of either 2 or 3, so you've really got 25 or 35 different pitches. And it's played with a pair of small balsa wood mallets or bamboo mallets that are lightly padded, so when you play, you're hitting many strings at once and get a beautiful shimmery effect.
Sherry Hornbeck has played the mountain dulcimer for 15 years and more recently bought a hammered dulcimer.
It's a very unique instrument, and I worked out at Living History Farms, and my site manager had made a mountain dulcimer and a hammered dulcimer. So in the afternoons after the work was done, we would sit on the breezeway and play the dulcimer.
She tries to play along with our recording from 70 years ago. The song is Haste to the Wedding. How is Thomas Mann as a dulcimer player?
He's very good. Very good. He's an excellent dulcimer player. When you play any kind of instrument that is a mountain instrument, it's your own style. And so usually you can blend with a band or blend with a fiddle player or blend with somebody, but you don't play exactly. And if he played solo a lot, he did his own embellishments. They are becoming more popular because people go down into the Appalachian Mountains or the Ozarks or Tennessee and Kentucky, really where they're played a lot, and bring them back home here to Iowa.
They aren't really found a lot outside of sort of folk idioms in use anymore. You can find them in China, you can find them in Eastern Europe, you can find them sometimes even adapted for Celtic use and things like that, but you're not really going to find them in any kind of mainstream form of, say, conservatory study or anything like that anymore. I don't think you can make a very good living as a dulcimer soloist in this day and age.
If you have an historic sound clip or an idea for Iowa Archives, send us an email to iowaarchives@iowapublicradio.org. In Ortonville, I'm Rick Fredrickson for Iowa Public Radio.